Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
When Moses came down from Mount Sinai the first time with the Ten Commandments, he saw and heard the corruption that prevailed in the camp of the Israelites. He was so angry, he threw the tables on which the Ten Commandments were written against the ground and broke them. The Lord instructed him to return to the mountain, and he would give him the same commandments. The Lord told Moses to hew two tables of stone, as he had done the first time. He also commanded him to make an ark for the Ten Commandments. Moses did exactly as the Lord commanded and returned to Mount Sinai. He explained to the Jews exactly what happened. God wrote on the tables, according to the first writing, the Ten Commandments, which the Lord spoke unto you in the mount out of the fire in the day of assembly. And the Lord gave them to me. And I turned myself and came down from the mount and put the tables in the ark which I had made. And there they are, as the Lord commanded me, Deuteronomy 10:3-5. Moses stayed on the mount, according to the first time, 40 days and 40 nights. And the Lord hearkened unto him at that time also, and the Lord did not destroy the Jews, Deuteronomy 10:10. The nation had corrupted itself in many ways. They were disturbed that Moses had stayed on the mount the first time longer than they thought he should have. So they demanded of Aaron that he construct them a god to go before them. Aaron knew it was wrong to make a golden calf, but he acceded to the wishes of the Jewish people. The Lord told Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. He determined he would destroy them and raise up from Moses a mightier and greater people than they, Deuteronomy 9:12-15. Moses knew that both Aaron and the Jewish people had sinned grievously against the Lord, but he loved the Israelites. He did not want to see them perish from the earth. He prayed to the Lord for the Jewish nation. The Lord heard his prayer and did not destroy them. The behavior of Aaron and of the Jewish people explains why Moses broke the first tables of stone and why they had to be replaced. When Moses had spent 40 days and 40 nights on the mount the second time, the Lord said to him, Arise, and take your journey before the people, that they may go in and possess the land which I swore unto their fathers to give unto them. Deuteronomy 10:11. There are many lessons we can learn from the incidents I have mentioned in our lesson today. It does not take centuries or even decades for people to forsake the Lord and turn their backs on Him. Moses was gone on Mount Sinai the first time just 40 days and 40 nights, yet the people corrupted themselves in various ways. The Apostle Paul had many of these incidents in mind when he wrote, But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. He urged the Corinthians, Do not be idolaters, as for some of them, as it is written, They sat down to eat and drink, and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. 1 Corinthians 10:5, 7, and 8. We can also learn that God does not want anyone to perish. 2 Peter 3:9. He would have been justified in wiping the Jews, including Aaron, off the face of the earth. But because of Moses' intervention, God forgave the people and allowed them to continue toward the land of promise. Even though Moses does not use the word grace in this context, we know it was by the grace of God that the Israelites were not destroyed for their rebellion and disobedience. In fact, the word grace does not appear at all in the book of Deuteronomy. But we cannot read the book without seeing the grace of God at work in the lives of the Israelite people. If we want to be forgiven, we must comply with God's plan for making men righteous. We thank you for listening today, and may God continue to bless and keep you.